in one of these old monstrosities.
Yes, it's a mess.
And the old houses are
plaster
giving.
Chunks falling down, and it's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get you on your way.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So we're hoping for Helen, but it sounds like we may need to.
Yeah, we might here. Yeah.
The backup plan and see if we can reach.
Initially had 5:30 on there. Hopefully, I think I made 5:15 pretty clear.
Well,
on that.
I can make 5:30. I mean, I can wait. If I miss opening remarks, it's not going to be the end of the world.
I would prefer not to have everybody wait another 15 minutes before we get this moving. So. Maybe, John, you can try to reach Ed.
Maybe I can, if you'll all pardon me for just a moment, I'm going to jump.
Sure.
Please do.
I was happy for the rain, though. My gosh.
Yes, I think.
We had a leak in our right above our fire that we chased for a whole damn year, if you can believe it. We tried everything to not have to open up the wall. We had the fireplace redone. We had the inside of the chimney relined. We had the outside retuck pointed, and that thing just gushed water like no tomorrow. It turned out that it had been fixed probably who knows how long ago after we did. And the wall above our fireplace is double brick. So it was a hell of a hassle. And we found a flange that somebody had done a really bad fix before, and it had finally collapsed. But with today's rain, tiny little leak there. But before it was sounded like your leak, it gushed water. And you know, for Christmas, what I did was I just put wrapping paper around it and left it up for a year. It looked like a present. I could not, and it was a present. I think it cost us $30,000 to figure out where that damn leak was.
I can believe it. I can't imagine how much it's going to cost us to fix all the plaster damage. Once the roof is fixed, we then have to go back and have,
right.
It's our bathroom, and our daughter's bedroom is now leaking as well. So there's the ceiling is literally coming off in chunks. So I just can't wait to see how much that's going to cost to fix. Yeah.
Yeah. Get bids. That's all ended up using, I would give you his name, but he's so busy you'd never get him over there. Yeah. We ended up using a handyman.
Really? To do plaster work even? Because it's hard to find people who can do plaster work.
He did. Okay. We had to have the whole thing replastered.
I assume that's what we're gonna have to do, is have both ceilings completely redone.
Put a note in next door. Everywhere. You'll get people who've had that done and who are working with a single individual. I mean, between three of us, we keep this guy almost full-time employed. You can imagine he's building a greenhouse for someone across the street now, but everybody's got to have one of those kinds of people. But I would put a little note next door saying, I'm looking for plaster ceiling and plaster repair, and you'll get good responses to that from people.
That's good to know, because I was going to put out something on our neighborhood face. It has a Facebook page, and I was going to ask.
Right.
I haven't bothered yet because we can't fix anything until the roof is fixed. But
right.
Yeah, I was going to put out
both because I have found good people there who do it much cheaper than an established union shop. And I think if you get recommendations from people who've used those people, your chances of bad things happening are relatively low.
Good. Thanks for the tip. I'll try next door. I've never used it. I know what it is, but I've
John,
never used
John
it.
John Tiemann will be online momentarily. He just got back from Columbia, like in Columbia, South America. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A little bit longer than Columbia, Missouri.
But hopefully more fun.
He was in Cartagena, I think he said, which is lovely.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I bet it was.
I only remember that name from the old, I'll date myself here, the ancient movie Romancing the Stone. You know, they were all trying to get to Cartagena.
I know that's where you were going.
That's the sum total of my knowledge of that area, which ain't much, as you can see.
Well, we won't get into the details this evening, but my father was actually Colombian.
Oh.
And moved here as a foreign medical graduate to take a position at Washington University.
Wow.
Stayed for 40 years and married my mother, who was a nurse who was born and raised in Crystal City, Missouri. So they were about as odd a couple as you could imagine from that description. I will tell you that.
That is interesting.
Yes. So I've been to Columbia a few times. I have a number of cousins who live there.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah. They've certainly come a long way in the last 15 years in terms of safety.
Infrastructure.
And safety and just more open and sort of conducive for international
tourism.
In a wonderful kind of transformation in a lot of ways. So some challenges in terms of congestion and traffic and so forth, especially in Bogota, but there were many years when my father would not travel back because of safety reasons. So
I bet that's true, right?
So
Aaron, since we're just kind of killing time anyway, I actually have a question that kind of relates to the roof and water remediation on our house. Our front porch steps are also starting to crumble, and that's next on my list once we get the roof fixed. Are you guys the ones that would also have to approve any changes we would make to getting the front porch steps fixed? Or is that considered minor enough that it's not, that it's just fixing it? How does that work?
Rob, do you know, Rob? I think they probably would have to get approval. Was that?
I think so.
Is anything exterior, I believe, according to the
rules? I'm just pulling up the district regulations right now just to kind of see for Parkview. Parkview is a little different than some of the other historics.
That's stricter.
The language is a little bit, more specific is how I put it. My short answer, I think probably yes, but let me look at that while we're talking. And then
sure, since we're just kind of
John, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hi. You can hear me okay?
Thanks for joining us.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm embarrassed by this.
Now, we appreciate your ability to attend. So we do have a quorum. So let's get the show on the road here. First item is roll call. John, will you please call the roll?
Rob Clark. I was going to say Chair Rob Clark is here. Christine Mackey Ross.
Yep.
John Tiemann.
Here.
Pete Polis.
Here.
Here. And Councilmember Klein could not join us just yet. She may be too late by the time we get done. Helen Fuller, Chris Trahan, and Ed Nichols are not able to attend. So we have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you. Next item is public comments.
We have none.
I don't believe we have anybody from the public to comment. Okay. And I also don't believe we have any old business to attend to. So let's move on to new business, which is the application from the owners of 6316 Westminster.
Yes, pretty straightforward. And Adam Pratt and Jessica Smith in the upper left-hand corner on my computer anyway. Would like to replace their roof. They are in the Parkway Historic District. There are some pictures that I attached, what their inside of their houses looks like at the moment, and some photos, a link to some photos of the existing roof, and another link below that that shows what they would like to replace that with, the tile, asphalt shingles, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Adam or Jessica, do either of you have anything you want to add?
We're sad we have to do it, but our roof is leaking badly. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Any of the commission members have any questions regarding the application?
The current material there is slate, right?
Yes.
And then you want to replace the slate with shingles.
Yes.
It's not really like for like, though, is it, really?
It's not what? I'm sorry?
Like, you know, shingles.
It is. The bigger issue, unfortunately, was our insurance does not consider it a covered thing. And to replace with slate was going to be the lowest estimate we got was over $120,000. So that was the bigger issue. I would love to have a slate roof, but.
Can I jump in here just a moment and welcome Helen Fuller to the meeting?
Hi. Sure, thank you. Hello, Helen.
Thanks. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Hi.
You poor people, you've got a hole in your roof. Look at the rain.
I know.
Yes. And this is where I would want to point out the specifics of the code with respect to Parkview Historic District. Mm. And I'm actually looking at, what is it? 418-80D2F. And that is talking about alterations to existing structures. And specifically, it's the section that talks about roof materials. And it says roof materials should be slate, tile, copper, or asphalt shingles where the roof is visible from the street. So this is one of those interesting instances where the standards are written in a way that specifically allows for any of those materials, even if in this instance, as you point out, it is not like for like. And so the way I read the code provision, I'm not sure that this body could deny the application based upon a switch from slate to asphalt based upon the way the code is drafted.
Okay, I do understand that, but yeah. The shingles, would it be vastly differ from the current material? Now, I'm talking about in terms of.
I missed that last part. In terms of
its look, it's, you know, the aesthetics of it. Will it be virtually almost the same in terms of color?
What color did you pick?
I'm looking at your existing roof, and I haven't seen it. I don't think I saw the picture. There was one of the one that you're proposing to.
Yeah, ensure. There is.
There's a.
Well, it's in the packet.
Yeah, there's a link.
Okay. It's a kind of gray.
And it's a variable gray because we were trying to mimic how the slate is variable as well. So. It's supposed to look more natural.
And they're architectural shingles, right? They're just not straight. They look like the architectural grade shingle to me.
Yeah, let me see if I can share my screen for that particular photo.
I think I sent a link of the actual
shingle. You did. I've
got the link up. Let me see if people
can
everybody see?
Yeah, I can.
So is this the right color?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is essentially the look from a distance with the varied shades of gray. So, and then I guess there's lots of photos of the existing.
That was when we were trying to get our insurance to cover it.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out if there's a one we can show that would give you a sense of the variation in color of the slate is far more noticeable because I think there's obviously been lots of patches and replacements over many, many years.
Oh, absolutely. It's like they pretty much everybody agreed it's at the end of its life. It's not repairable at this point.
Let me see if I can share this so people can see this. Hold on just a second.
That's an impressive bid for a new slate roof, $120,000.
That was the cheapest one. It's
incredible. It's awful.
Yes.
I guess I didn't quite do that right. Let me try it again here.
It was up for just a second.
There we go. Can everybody see this?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is sort of the existing. So obviously it's slightly lighter in color, but certainly more because it's worn than anything else it looks like. So.
See some loose slate just sitting there in the picture.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So it is.
Okay. Other questions or comments from any of the commissioners? Okay. Are we ready for a motion with respect to this application? as being in conformance with the.
Just one question. Is that the complete roof will be, or are you looking at like just where the damage is? Are you doing the whole roof?
Yes, we're going to replace the entire roof. All of the slate is past its
prime. You're removing all the slates?
Yes.
And you're replacing the complete roof and shingles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't have any questions, and I'm happy to make a motion that we accept the plans as submitted to the committee for implementation, for approval.
And I'll be happy to second that motion.
Okay, we've got a motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
I'll go with that.
Okay, then all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously.
And Adam and Jessica, you guys don't need a building permit for that. So if you can climb up there tonight and throw some on, have at it, I guess.
That's the irony, right? You have to get a preservation commission approval, but you don't need a building permit. That's
wow. So we don't need a building permit from University City to do this?
No. And it's in the code, items 1 through 4. And we don't need a building permit for a roof, which I think is kind of odd, but it's been that way for eons.
Okay.
Right.
So
you're on your way.
You guys are good.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Do we need anything in writing, or is this
good? I'll send you a letter. I'll email a Fantastic. Letter to you guys just saying, hey, it's been approved. So
yeah. Right. And when John does that, he can give you any sort of final feedback on your question about the porch or the
thank you.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yeah, we'll look at that real quickly and get that back to you. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank great. You both.
Thank you.
Good thank luck. You all.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck to you.
Okay.
All right. So
can I ask why it says Linda Sharp Taylor under your
Oh, because I'm using my wife's computer at the moment.
My daughter went to high school with Cass.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, you know my wife?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh gosh. Oh, wonderful. She's at work right now. She's next door. She works from home. She's working right now. Oh, so Linda Sharp Taylor. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Tell her I said hello.
I certainly will. Okay. I certainly will.
All right. I'm glad we were able to make that connection this evening. So yeah. Obviously, Council Member Klein is not here, so I'm guessing we will defer any council liaison report till our next meeting. So,
yep.
Does anybody have any other business to discuss before we adjourn? Okay.
Thank you all for getting together on such short notice. And that's the second time in a row we've done that. But
no, but those people, I certainly hope we don't get 5 inches of rain.
Oh, my heart goes out to those people, really.
Oh, yeah, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. I think we'll declare the meeting adjourned then at
thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, thank you.
See you all.
Thanks, okay. Everybody.
John, I'll
Rob, say, thank you. I'll
take a quick look at this issue of the their front repair that they're talking about. I'll shoot you a quick email with this code site. You can kind of
okay. I know they'll need a building permit for it, but whether or not
right. Right. But I'll take a quick look at the code requirements for Parkview and let you know. So
okay. Thanks, Rob. Okay. Alan, good to see you again.
Okay. Everybody, John. You all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.